I have not obviously chimed in on the McMahon trade. My initial thought was, remember I was saying, like, I didn't want the Yankees to get Suarez. I don't think that that was a need for them. So I'm not going to go over the top and give whatever it's going to take to get Suarez for where he's a guy who strikes out a ton and he's going to hit 30 homers, which is great. But that's the last thing that the Yankees need is power. However, and I like the idea of McMahon with Rosario, right? Like, it's clearly an upgrade, which is why you can't go nuts.
Mm-hmm.
But you are adding a guy who leads the league in strikeouts and is coming from Colorado hitting 214.
Yeah.
But I just got to remind myself, it's an upgrade, at the very least, just defensively over Peraza. Remember, Peraza was not, he was supposed to be a defensive stud, but even he wasn't even that. So then he's just not a big leaguer. So now at least they have a big leaguer that can play a gold glove caliber third base. The strikeouts are going to bother everybody. I'm telling you. I mean, it's just a matter of, it gets a 200 hitter that strikes out a ton coming from Coors Field. But if you could live with that, meaning the other guys do their job in the top of the order, you should be okay. It's obviously an upgrade, which is why you can't go nuts.
I mean, listen, the Suarez stuff, when we first started hitting that about a month or so ago, was much more appealing to me than it became the last 2 weeks or so. And I was more on McMahon than most, and certainly more on McMahon than not.
You liked him last year, I remember. I did.
But because, he was still intriguing to me. He was still 27, 28, and nothing around him, and you could justify it. Now, when you're hitting 210, 205, 209, that's tough to stomach, and he's an absolute strikeout machine. And his first game, which would have been on Saturday, he had some really empty at-bats against a lefty, like he was swinging and missing by a mile. So you can see that swing and miss stuff is there. But, like, my thought was, anybody that the Yankees bring in, I want to know that they're going to be able to make a contribution if they don't put the ball in the seats. And if Suarez doesn't go yard, he's a zero on the bases. He's a zero with third. At least with McMahon and now Rosario, at least, you know, if the ball's not in the seats, there's other tangible things that they deliver on a nightly, like defense. Always, you get off the team bus, defense comes with you.
Yeah.
Like team speed. So again, he's not Greg Nettles. He's not A-Rod. He's probably not even Brocious, but definitely an upgrade. And I like it. And I'm rooting for him. I'm very intrigued to see what he could be with in a more. Now, pressure can also will people, but I feel like he'll respond well, like playing in meaningful games, also with some better players around them.
The only issue I guess I have, even when it first came down, is like, okay, well, Cashman talked a big game. What was the exact word he used? I always forget it.
But I know,
he was insinuating going all in.
He was.
Whatever it was. So, insinuating going all in, and then you come up with
go
that.
Go for it, I think.
Yeah, we're going to go to town. That's it. Thank you, Dove. We're going to go to town.
Dovey.
Okay, well, nice. Well, is McMahon going to town? It's not to me. Like, that's not going to town. Yeah, I don't want to think. You know, no, I'm thinking about going to town, and I'm thinking about, you know, that video that we saw up in the...
Yeah, somebody was going to town.
Yeah, I know. Okay, I can't help it. I'm sorry. That's what I was thinking of. You shouldn't have sent me the video. Not you, but whoever sent me that video. I'm not going to name names.
Not even a night game.
Anyway, I know. Yeah, right in the middle of the day. So that's not going to... Well, that's going to town, but Cashman is not going to town with McMahon and Rosario. Are you going to go all in and give up your prospects? That's going to town. But I do think that this was the right move because I think the Yankees needed defense more than they needed offense.
And yes, I agree with that.
This obviously is an upgrade, significant upgrade defensively from what you could have gotten or what you had. And he's at least a threat. You know, Yankee Stadium, lefty bat.
Yeah, hey, good base runner, walks a ton. Hey, far from a perfect player.
But the strikeouts, BT, that's what drives me nuts because they do the same thing.
They're a ton of strikeouts. I mean, he is a strikeout machine. Nobody can get around that.
But then that's what they do in their lineup. So it's the same thing. Like, the reason why I don't like it is because the Yankees are doing the same thing. They say they're going to go to town, and they don't. And they bring in another guy that's a high strikeout guy. Like, it's the same.
Yeah, but that's been a massive complaint, and it's been an accurate one about the Yankees for a long time. Now, I would trade Goldschmidt. But Goldschmidt is a lower strikeout guy compared to usually who they employ. You know, Grisham is not over the top strikeout rate. Like, it's gotten a little bit better, but basically where we're at here, 10:49 on a Monday in late July, and the Yankees, what, 5.5 out, whatever it is against with Toronto, they are once again forced to remake this and shift and throw some darts and hope. And I mean, $300 million payroll thing should be more settled than this.
BT and Sal on the fan. Nick is calling from South Carolina. What's up, Nick?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for making it. What's up?
Listen, I had a kind of a unorthodox view of what's going on. We have the pieces to make a run with the exception of pitching. And I'd like to just run it by you guys, if you could let me. We have this kid down in AAA who's just smacking the leather off the ball. Bring him up, put him in right field. Grisham in center, Bellinger in left. Now, you take you take Ben Rice, you put him at first base. Okay, he's your first baseman. When Judge comes back from the IL,
mm-hmm.
platoon him at first base with Ben Rice. He get him
Judge
out
at first
of the outfield.
Base?
You put him at first base. That's where he belongs.
Nick,
get him out
Nick,
of
Nick,
the
hold
outfield,
on a sec, buddy. I'm not. It's not a crazy idea, but it's crazy to think that they're going to throw him at first base now. They're not doing
well,
it in the middle of the season. No chance.
Platoon him with Rice. That's why.
I got
Rice
you.
There.
Not happening.
That frees up Goldschmidt to be traded. Then take Dominguez. Take Goldschmidt. Now you've got two good trade baits to go out and get pitching because now you've got a solid outfield that can hit. You've got some contact hitters, and you've got a little bit of speed. What? You can make a run at this thing. Plus, you extend Judge's life because if you put him back in the outfield, he's done.
Well, he'll be
first base at
some point, Nick, and thank you for the call. We've talked about this for years here,
mm-hmm.
with the Yankees always toying with giving him a first baseman's glove in spring training or whatever it may be.
2 years ago they did that.
Yeah, so we're, but that's down the road. Now, maybe it's soon. Hey, maybe it's as soon as next year. It's not going to be this year.
Not midseason.
Nor should it be. Now, he mentioned something. I don't know if he messed up, but he did say trade Dominguez. Would you consider trading Dominguez?
Sure.
Yeah.
Of course I would.
I think so, too. But but remember where we were, you know, a year ago, a month ago.
Things change.
I understand. I'm just saying.
I'm about to say, I'm looking to give him away, and I don't want to do it for a rental, but if you tell me he's piece of a... of a package right now that, you know, Cashman's cooking up something. We know all the names that might get dealt. If it's a name that's not on the radar, like Devers a couple of months ago, and it's like, and it's Dominguez and it's Schlittler for some 25-year-old superstar and maybe even more from the, of course I would do it. Sure.
I'm just not sure that this is the right time to do it. In theory, I would do it. Right now, I think it's such a mess. Well, and there's two problems here. I think it's such a mess that I need to sit back and evaluate, okay, this is just falling apart. We could try to patch it together like they did with McMahon and Rosario, but they don't. You don't know what you have in left field. You don't know what's going on with Judge. You know it's a mess with DH
Middle
and
relief.
Rice and this and
that. Dude, the bullpen is the worst.
The bullpen is just an absolute.
It's very bad.
And there's no way you could repair that without having at least Weaver getting back to what he was. If he's not what he was, you're screwed. You're not going to go out and get four or five arms.
Mm-hmm.
The rotation's not very good. Even, you know, Rodon and...
You got Hill coming back, though. It's going to help.
Okay.
If he's right. If
Stroman,
he's right.
Stroman's throwing BP every time he's out there.
Yeah, I got to tell you. Oh, forget about Stroman. I got to tell you, though, I was impressed with Rodon because he could have quit.
Like, battled.
He battled. And again, you should. That's your job description. But he showed some stones.
I still feel like I need to see what the hell they have here before I make any rash decisions.
You can't. You got to make a trade by Friday.
Understood. Also, do I trust the guys in charge to make the right decisions? Like, that's the same thing.
That's a deeper conversation. That's a good question.
It is. And also, maybe we can get into that coming back as well. Would you let, because there is some thought that they're going to let the next few games impact what they do, which to me is, it's insane to think that it's going to come down to a week or a few games. Hey, this series against the Rays, let's say the Yankees win 3 out of 4. Season back on, we're buying. Or they lose 3 out of 4, season off, we're selling.
It should never be that unstable where, and not in a 162-game season, where a week or two determines what you do. There's no way.